here's a story from The World.
A musician's life is usually spent on the road. We heard from a lot of artists this year whose lives are not what they're used to, like jazz guitarist George Benson.
In the many years I've been on the road, I've never been home for a whole summer.
Other musicians found ways to perform, playing on rooftops for free, or moving their concerts to empty museums, like cellist Camille Thomas.
I played in the theater of Marie Antoinette, and I could really feel her spirit there.
Yeah, the life of a musician in 2020 was so much different. It was also a tough year to release new music. Mino Sinelu and Niels Petter Mulvaire are two artists who had to navigate this bizarre year, but still managed to be productive, releasing a smoking new recording called Sulla Mariana. Mino Sinelu is French and played with Miles Davis as percussionist and multi-instrumentalist. Niels Petter Mulvaire is from Norway and plays trumpet. They had planned to tour this year to promote the album, but between lockdowns and Niels himself getting COVID, plans were nixed. When I spoke with both musicians recently, Niels was still on the road to recovery.
I'm better. I'm out of the hospital, but not fully recovered. There is some things with the taste and the... I played some concerts, solo concerts, and actually at the end of, like after an hour, I could really feel like there is something which is not working properly in the lungs. So it takes time.
And breathing, I mean, it's part of your work as a trumpeter. I mean, it's super important.
Yeah, but I improvise. So if I feel really tired in the lungs, I just take a little break and then I play again.
So that was one speed bump with 2020 for the both of you. Mino, how were you able to carry on with the tour? I mean, Niels is, after all, one half of this project.
Yeah, and thankfully, so to speak, we both have a strong background of playing one-man shows, solo concerts. And I had more time than he had to recover because I was hit in March with COVID as well.
You got it too.
And I was... quiet about it, but we spoke a lot with Neil when Niels was sick, and no advice. Just my own experience was showing that it's possible to get out of it, you know. And for a French gourmet, the test is very important, and it's not fully recovered, but to keep it light a bit. But we're all here, and we are warriors.
I was going to ask you because, I mean, as jazz musicians, you're both improvising off the page and now you're improvising with scheduling the road. Before the tour got basically canceled, what was the practical side of touring during a pandemic? What was that like? Were venues testing you? Did you insist on that? And what about the audiences?
Yes, all of the above. Under the test, I feel like my nostrils feels like 22, 23 times I was tested, you know, before, during, after. You just never know. You have a concert, and a week before, and then 2 days after, they announced that then it's changing or it's canceled. Sometimes it's like three people literally in a vast theater. So I mean, it's all of the above, and the same with Niels.
Well, yeah, I have just been traveling in basically in Norway since I was infected and got sick. The tour that Mino talked about, that is the one that we were supposed to do together. And we had plans to travel the world, basically, from August to Christmas. So, but the way it ended up.
This really was a year of improvisation for both of you. Let's get to the music from the album, the product of this year, Sulla Mariana. I know the title is a combination of two worlds, both of your worlds. Niels, can you explain?
Yeah, it's Sulla is the island I come from, which is like in the northwest of, it's just the entrance into the fjords of Norway. And Mariana is the original word for Martinique, I guess.
Mm. And Martinique, you've got roots in Martinique, right, Mino?
Yes, my father was from there, and it was also called by the autochtones Mariana, the island of flowers, and Madinina as well.
He comes from the island of flowers, and I come from the island of moss and rocks and fog.
It's a great way to sum it up.
But there was.
So, what does that mean
some,
for the music? If one of you comes from the island of flowers and the other comes from the island of moss and fog, what does that do to the music?
We share the same passion, which is music and life, that is, you know.
Mino and Niels, lots of people are feeling the changes in their lives in the pandemic. And given what both of you have been through this year, have you started to think about like the new normal for you and musicians when it comes to making your art, especially the group kind of work, composing together and producing a recording, releasing it, touring it?
The thing that is not happened now is that you can just put up a really long tour. Mm. Like you can go on a European tour for 3 weeks or something. I don't know when that will happen. And going from country to country, you have to be like 10 days in a quarantine, you know?
Makes life hard.
It's...
learn the language. You can immerse in the culture. This is, come on, positive. The glass
That's seeing the
full.
Positive side, definitely.
How full.
I do like that optimism. Percussionist Mino Sinelu and trumpeter Niels Petter Mulvaire. Their latest album is called Sula Mariana. A happy new year and a happy 2021 to you both, and I hope to see you on a stage real soon.
Same to you. Thank you, guys, and peace. Bye-bye.
From PRX.